Good. Today's lesson from Living with Shiva is how to face your karma. Human nature is very strange in one regard. If things are going well, who do we attribute it to? Ourselves, right? Well, who else would be responsible for things going well? Everything's going well in my life. Got a great job, earning money, and so forth. Kids are getting good grades. Everything's going well. Well, you know, that's because I'm such a great person. We tend to think that way. But when things are going poorly, and people turn against us, and money disappears somehow from our business, and we don't quite understand what's going on, who do we tend to blame? Others, right? So it's human nature, very strange, that when things are going well, we want to take the credit, but when things are going poorly, we don't want to take the blame. We want to assign it to everyone else that could possibly be involved. So that applies to the law of karma as well, and that's what Gurudeva is pointing out in today's lesson. If difficult things are happening to you and your mind is disturbed because of them, and you have mental arguments within you because you can't accept your own karma, go to the feet of Lord Shiva in your mind, go to the feet of Lord Shiva in the temple with your physical body, and beg for the intelligence to place yourself firmly on the path of Sanatana Dharma. In other words, accept it as your karma. Whatever happens to us is our own creation. That's the wisdom of Hinduism. Whatever happens to us, good or bad or mixed, is our own creation. Except we created it in a past life and therefore we don't remember it. But Hindu scripture gives us the guidance that even if you don't remember it, which most people don't, you created it. So we need to accept it as our own creation. Though it is true that we must work through all aspects and phases of past actions, there are ways of becoming excused from the punishments that drastic actions of the past impose upon the future. That sounds good, right? If we can avoid the drastic actions of the past imposing something upon us in the future, it sounds pretty good. How do we do that? These ways are grace, sadhana, tapas, and atonement through penance and the performance of good deeds, thus acquiring merit, which registers as a new and positive karma, alleviating the heaviness of some of our past karma. Each time you blame another person for what has happened to you or cast blame in any way, tell yourself, this is my karma which I was born to face. I did not come into a physical body just to blame others for what has happened, for what happens to me. I was not born to live in a state of ignorance created by an inability to face my karma. I came here to spiritually unfold, to accept the karmas of this and my past lives, and to deal with them and handle them in a proper and a wonderful way. Well, karma is an interesting subject. I'd say it's generally individuals, unless they've studied it, such as through Gurudeva's teachings, have certain misconceptions about it. I remember years ago, I think it was Hindu teenager was talking to me on the phone, and he said, you know, everything's going poorly in my life and it's karma, And why should I even bother to try? You know, I can't really change it. So I'm just kind of given up. Something like that was the teenager's statement. True person. Things were going poorly. It was my karma. I can't do anything about it. So why even try? I was talking on email. Communicating on email recently with someone about karma. They were having a similar confusion. It wasn't negative per se. That's a negative confusion. It was just what happens to me is my karma, so what can I do about it, kind of thing. They weren't particularly negative, but they were just seeing karma as the soul influence on their life. So this is pointing out two other influences, one in detail and one just by the word grace. So that's a better way to think about it, that there's three influences in your life, not just one. Karma, or abdhikarma to be specific, that portion of the karmas from the past that's scheduled to be manifesting in this life is one source. But how we live our life is another source. If we're virtuous, if we're dharmic, if we do seva to help others, if we worship, that's a positive force. Gurudeva uses the word mitigate and talks about here about drastic karmas, particularly drastic karmas, something that could really bring violence into your life. If you live a religious life, selfless life, you mitigate, you lessen the force of that karma. It still comes, but you lessen it. The example Gurudeva gives in the Master Course is instead of losing your leg, you scratch your leg, remember? So the drastic karma is you're scheduled to lose your leg. The mitigated version is you scratch your leg. Sounds much better, right? I'll go for that. And why? Because how we're living in the present. We're living a virtuous life. We're helping others. We're worshiping. So we're... That force naturally mitigates the strength of the negativity. It doesn't make it go away in most cases, it just lessens it. I have an example in my longer talk on karma. It has to do with going to jail. You know, if you steal something, you go to jail, and you're supposed to be in jail for 5 years. But then they let you out after two because of your good behavior, right? So good behavior can lessen the jail sentence. So likewise, good behavior can lessen a karma in the same way. How we behave makes a difference. So what's the third source? Well, the third source is found in the word grace. And I have another paragraph on it just to elaborate it. So what grace? Well, the grace of the deity, the blessings of the deity is a third influence. So we have the karma, one influence, prabdha karma, how we're living our life, and then the influence of the deity. Of course, we have to ask for the influence of the deity, so there's an overlap there between how we're living our life and the deity, but I'm separating it for simplicity, because many people don't seek the blessings of the deity for the purpose of lessening karma or any other purpose. So the blessings of the deity will also influence the karma into a better form, or better yet, we'll make it go away. That sounds pretty good, right? The whole karma goes away. So let's see how that one works. This is from another lesson. So this is my wording first. Karma can also be totally eliminated through worship. You can understand this process again through an analogy to seeds. Are you familiar with the process of sprouting seeds, such as alfalfa seeds, to create sprouts for a salad or other dish? So many of you are. You put the seeds into a jar with moisture in it and cover it with a porous cloth, and in a few days you have sprouts. We have sprouts once a week or twice a week?
Twice a week.
Twice a week we have sprouts. What, is it mung bean?
Mung bean.
So we have mung bean sprouts twice a week as a curry. What would happen if before placing the seeds in the jar, you put them in a frying pan and heated them to a high temperature? Would they then sprout? So of course not. So a seed which has the ability to sprout or come to life is like a karma. It's just sitting there as a seed waiting for a condition. In this case, you're putting it in, you know, if it's in storage somewhere in a sealed container, it's not going to sprout, right? It's just sitting there. You put it into the jar with the moisture and all, within a few days it sprouts. But if you take that out of the jar and you heat it and then put it into the environment, it won't sprout. So that's an analogy, of course. Seeds that are heated will not sprout. Karmic seeds are the same way. If they are subject to spiritual fire, they lose the ability to sprout. Said another way, the karma is totally eliminated before being experienced. What is it that provides enough spiritual fire to eliminate a karmic seed? It is intense. Notice the word intense. Blessings of the deity. And then, now here's the quote from Gurudeva. Visiting a Hindu temple, receiving darshan from the majestic gods of our religion can altogether change the life of a worshipper. It alters the flow of the pranas, or life currents, within his body. It draws his awareness into the deeper chakras. It adjusts his beliefs and the attitudes that are the natural consequences of those beliefs, such as everything is my karma. But the change is slow. He lives with the experience for months and months after his visit to the temple. He comes to know and love the deity. The deity comes to know and love him, helping and guiding his entire evolutionary pattern. So this is coming up next. Darshan, which means the blessings, coming from the great temples of our gods can change the patterns of karma, dating back many past lives, clearing and clarifying conditions that were created hundreds of years ago and are but seeds now waiting to manifest in the future. Through the grace of the gods, those seeds can be removed if the manifestation in the future would not enhance the evolution of the soul. So that's the idea. My summary says, karma can be mitigated, which means lessened, or even eliminated through worship that is intense enough to cause us to receive the grace or divine energy of God Shiva. And that material goes on to explain what does intense enough mean. Explains what it doesn't mean. It says stopping at the temple for 2 minutes on your way home from work doesn't count as intense worship. Nice, but it's not going to be intense. Oh, intense worship usually requires a number of days. Oh, a pilgrimage is the classic example of that. We go on pilgrimage to the powerful temples in India, say for 2 weeks. We've prepared for the pilgrimage. We're really focused during the pilgrimage on the temples. We're not just a tourist. You know, really focusing on the deity, taking time at the various temples. That is intense worship. Or there are festivals, multi-day festivals. We have one called Skanda Shashti, which of course is Shashti means six, so it's 6 days long. So 6 days long is a good length of time to take some special vrata for all 6 days. And ideally go to the temple every day, but at least on the final day, if you're not next to a temple. What was it, Prime Minister Modi, he observes Navaratri Vrata, right? So he was fasting for Navaratri when he was at the White House and had to have water for the steak dinner. Warm water, please, for dinner. This is my Navaratri Vrata. Oh, he's very serious, obviously, you know, with his religious life to observe. He's been observing that vrata for decades, I think, and to hold it up, and Prime Minister, when he's traveling, has a demanding schedule. It shows real commitment. But the point, in terms of what we're talking about, is the nine days of Navaratri is also an excellent time for those who worship Devi in a principal way. So 9 whole days, you can accomplish a lot. 6 days for Murugan and so forth. Vinayaka Vratam, that's 21 days. That's a real long one. Serving something for 21 days. But some Hindus do it. I know particularly when we used to go to Sri Lanka more, we noticed some of the women who were just housewives were observing it. You know, they were able to observe it all 21 days because their routine, their home was near the temple, so they could go to the Ganesha temple every day for 21 days and observe certain disciplines on food. To summarize, we're making 2 points. The first is the lesson itself, which starts out, as the title says, how to face your karma. So everything that happens to us relates to our karma. And human nature, we take credit for things that go well, and we look for everybody in the world we can blame when they don't. But we want to avoid that and accept when things don't go well, it's also our creation. And then look at what actually happens in our life as a result of 3 influences, not just one. One is the karma. The other is how we're living our life, particularly in terms of dharma, adharma, helping others, not helping others. And then the third source is the grace of the deity, which can mitigate. You don't need intensity to mitigate or lessen, but to eliminate, you need an intensity, such as a pilgrimage or a multi-day virata at a longer festival can actually eliminate the karma. So, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.